This is a picture of your target. His name is Samuel Goldberg. He's suspected to be in the company of one Judd Thompson, also known as Leland Brayfield. They have both been spotted in the hospital. Our job is to bring them both in, alive, if at all possible. If not, well, do the best you can. Now, get those suits zipped up tight. I don't want anyone getting bitten by one of those bugs. Do this right, and we can be home for supper, huh?
Hey, Lionel, why don't you stay in the car, keep an eye out for trouble? What do you expect to happen, Judd? Everyone's inside because of the locust. Who's this now? Great, more GC goons. Not even the demons can bite through those suits. Judd, you better hope these guys don't get the drop on you.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 47. Zip, zilch, nada.
Sorry, Sam. I didn't mean to land right on top of you.
Please get off of me. These sheets aren't clean, you know.
I suppose. Here, let me give you a hand.
Now where do we go?
Those two GC goons from upstairs could drop in any second, so... those doors look as good as any other.
Let's go!
Don't move! Get your hands up!
Go, go, go!
Don't move!
Go, get out of here!
Don't open those doors! Get those doors closed! Oh, coward! Derek got my arm!
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Lionel! Let's get out of here!
Let me guess, that didn't go quite the way you wanted.
Punch this gal!
And that's about it. Conrad and I will be going south with Pete. We'll drop Carl off in North Carolina while Mark and Darian stay here with Melinda and Janie.
What do you want Charlie to do?
Charlie, you and I are going to be doing a lot of the work around here. Carrying water, chopping wood, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Charlie was feeling left out.
Aw, no way, Charlie. You're way too important to all of us. Hey, Janie, how you feeling?
Stupid question.
I suppose. Is Melinda sleeping?
Yeah, I think she passed out from the pain.
Listen, Conrad and I are going to be taking a trip. We're going south to meet up with some people.
Any chance you can bring me something for the pain?
See what I can do. You need to keep eating.
I'm not hungry.
You're losing too much weight. Try and eat.
Too much pain.
Okay. Listen, we care about you. Take care of yourself. And if you want to talk to anyone...
Are you listening to me? We're talking about pain.
Okay. Bye.
Charlie, are you okay?
Charlie's sad. He doesn't want Vicky to go away again.
I know how you feel, but she'll be back.
Don't understand.
She's gonna help some other people.
No. Charlie don't understand why he didn't get bit by the nasty bugs. Charlie doesn't have the mark on his head. He should have got bit.
Well, it looks like God protected you.
Charlie know that. He doesn't know why.
Well, maybe he's trying to show you what it's like to be one of his children. I mean, maybe he knows you're really close to becoming one.
I think Charlie ready. Charlie knows God loves him. Charlie loved God.
Do you want to pray?
Charlie really want to pray.
Yeah?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I got this weird email from some kid in New Babylon.
Well, who is he?
His name's Pavel Rudya.
Russian?
Who knows? The global community gets people from all over the world to work in New Babylon. He could be from Jersey, for all I know.
But he speaks English.
He writes it, at least. He says he got my address from Sion Ben Judah.
That don't sound too smart.
I checked with Sion. He says he can trust him.
Lionel?
Yeah, come on in, Nada.
My father wanted to speak to you.
I'll be right back.
Do you mind if I join you, Judd?
Why would I?
I thought maybe you would want to be alone.
No, I'm waiting to hear from this kid in New Babylon. His dad works in the palace there.
I wonder if he knew my brother, Kasim.
It's possible, I suppose.
Judd, I wanted to talk to you about...
About?
My feelings for you.
Okay.
I've been praying about it, and I think...
What?
I was wondering if you could ever be interested in someone like me.
I am interested in someone like you. I'm interested in you.
You are?
I just don't know what God has around the corner for me. It's not like the world is anything like it used to be, you know?
Judd, I'm 20 years old. We have almost 5 years before Jesus will return. I think I'd like to be more than friends.
Well, that's, hold that thought. That's probably Pavel.
I'll go.
No, don't. I want you to stay. This shouldn't take too long.
That's okay. We can talk another time.
Hey, Vicky. You ever been to Georgia before?
No.
You will be in about 10 seconds.
Did you leave the computer on?
Yeah, I got it plugged into the cigarette lighter. Let's see who this is.
What time is it anyway?
About 7:30.
It's from Carl.
What's he say?
Hang on. I gotta run my decoder disk.
Decoder disk?
It's all in code right now. Just a bunch of gibberish. As soon as I run this...
What's it say?
He thinks they don't trust him. They asked him about Mark. He said that Mark and John are complete opposites.
Oh, that's true.
Listen to this. The GC have targeted two hotspots of religious activity, Baltimore and Johnson City, Tennessee. They're going to move in on them Sunday morning, arrest them, and make an example of them.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Does he say who it is they're going to arrest?
No names for Johnson City. The big name in Baltimore is Chris Traken. Remember him?
Yeah. He used to be a senator or something?
Yeah, that's the guy. Word is now he's a brother.
Well, he's a brother with a big GC bullseye on his head.
So hold on. This Pavel guy wants you to go to New Babylon?
Yeah, and he says you and Sam can come too.
How are we going to get there?
Pavel says Carpathia's pilot is a Christian.
We knew that. It's Ray Steele.
No, Steele's not the pilot anymore. It's a guy named Mac McCollum. He'll pick us up at the airport and fly us to NB.
We ought to be able to get a flight back to the States from there easier than Jerusalem.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you going to tell Nada?
I don't know yet.
Dude, why don't you just tell her you're not interested in her that way?
Because... it's not true. I am interested in her that way.
Oh, okay. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, that's gonna be from Pavel. Hang on. Here we go. It says, I have good news. My father spoke to the pilot, McCollum. He says he can fly you here. Awesome. Meet him at Jerusalem Airport, 6 a.m. So, ready to visit the world headquarters of the Antichrist?
I'm sure that's exactly how it's worded in the travel brochure.
Hey, Nada, you wanna go for a walk?
I thought you wanted to stay out of sight.
Just out back, only for a few minutes.
Fine with me.
Yitzhak has a cool fish pond over there.
I know, I've seen it. Is something the matter?
Not really, but kinda.
I gotta tell you something.
What is it?
Well, Lionel and Sam and I, we're gonna be leaving for a while.
Really? When?
Tomorrow.
I see. You're running away from me again, aren't you?
You got me. I'm scared of girls and I just have to run.
It's about time the truth comes out.
Actually, we're going to New Babylon.
So, this is you saying goodbye?
No. No, I just didn't want to leave without finishing that conversation we were having.
I thought we had finished it. You sounded as though you didn't want to start a relationship right now.
Well, I've been thinking about it, and maybe I do want to, you know, be more than just friends.
Maybe? What do you mean, maybe?
Look, I never thought I'd want to live outside the States, but since I've been staying over here with your family, I mean, it feels okay. It feels good. Maybe I can use this trip to New Babylon to help me confirm what I'm feeling about you.
And what is that?
What is what?
What is it that you're feeling about me?
Come on. You're really putting me on the spot here, aren't you?
Yes, I know, but then you're here saying goodbye, right? How would you like me to think about you when you're gone?
I like you. Okay? I'm in like with you. I don't know. Maybe it's more than that. That's what I gotta find out.
What if I said I don't want you to go? What would you do then?
I have to go. I really think God is sending me to New Babylon.
What if you don't come back? What if you find a way back to the States?
I'll come back, I promise.
You mean that? You'll come back?
I mean it. I'll come back and talk to your father about us. That's how it works, right?
Yes, Judd Thompson. As a matter of fact, that is how it works.
Why'd you choose this place, Pete?
It's the only place in Johnson City that's open. Everyone seems to be hiding from the locusts.
You think they're Christians?
Either that or they got a high threshold of pain.
Afternoon, folks. Get you anything?
I'll start with coffee. Conrad?
Cola. Anything with caffeine. I'll be right back.
Two coffees, one cola.
Nice. When do you think the health department was here last?
It's still better than most these days. At least the counter's clean.
Here we go. Y'all passing through?
We wanted to visit some friends, but those bugs seem to be bothering everyone.
Killed my business.
You didn't get stung, though?
Nope.
How come?
Just lucky, I guess. Why do you ask?
I thought I noticed a spot of grease on your forehead.
Grease my foot? But if it's grease you want, lunch is on me. My name's Roger Cornwell. You're right, little darling. I ain't been bit because I'm a believer.
But I hope you can help us. We're looking for a group of believers in Johnson City.
Here, I'll draw you directions.
Unfortunately, we're not the only ones looking for them. Our friends in the global community want them too, for different reasons.
Figured that. About a half hour ago, two white vans stopped here for gas. This guy paced me through a slot on his door.
Ooh, sounds like they don't want any bugs getting in the van. Mm-hmm.
That's what I figured, too. I also noticed that they got this whole van tricked out like an armory. Ooh. Guns everywhere.
So it was two white vans?
Yep. You can't miss them. There's locusts buzzing around like bees to a hive.
Do you have any way to get a hold of your friends? Let them know the GC is going to be gunning for them?
Lines are down.
Looks like we gotta warn them ourselves.
Well, there's a Saturday night service. Most of them will be there.
Yeah, much better. Is this my soda?
Yeah, come on.
What? We just got here.
We got some folks to meet up with.
We know where they are?
Yep.
Already? Wow, you guys are good.
Why didn't Nada come to say goodbye before we left?
I don't know. We kind of did say goodbye last night. Maybe she wanted to sleep in.
That doesn't seem like her.
Yeah, well...
Hold up. This could be our guy.
Hey, you the three for New Babylon?
Yeah. Are you Mac McCollum?
Look, once we get on the plane, you can call me Mac. Until then, let's keep the familiarity to a minimum. Captain McCollum will do just fine.
Right.
Sorry.
All right, no problem. Let me give you a heads up on what's happening here.
Okay.
Right now, they're fueling the plane. As soon as they're done, we can scoot out of here. When you get into the main cabin, you're going to notice a bunch of boxes. They're from your friend Jamal.
You're carrying Christian literature in a New Babylon?
Okay, I'm not going to be if you announce it to the entire airport.
Sorry.
What's that?
Oh. What page
Major.
Plane's all set.
Two. Check. Check. Tony, give me a little more volume on this monitor.
You, are you in charge here?
Yeah, maybe.
We need to talk to you.
I can see you're believers, so you're welcome to stay. The meeting doesn't start for another...
You kind of need to tell everyone to get out of here now.
The global community is getting ready to take you all into custody.
What?
That's if you're lucky. They may just decide to kill the whole lot of you.
How do you know this?
I can't really say. What we can tell you is that our information is from a very reliable source.
We came to warn you.
Let me tell everyone. Some of you heard what these two just told me. For those who didn't, they say that the GC is...
This must be what first class is like, huh?
No, this is way nicer than first class. The only difference is there's no stewardess passing out champagne.
Perhaps we should mention that to Carpathia if we meet him?
John, you mind coming up to the cockpit, please?
Wow, the voice of Mac. I'll be right back.
It's open.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Judd, come on and grab a seat. Don't touch anything.
What's up?
Listen, I wanted to ask you how you got hooked up with Rujas.
Who?
Your friend Pavel.
Pavel? Oh, Sion Banjuda gave him my email address.
Did Pavel tell you anything about himself?
He said he was in a wheelchair.
It's kind of a mild way of putting it.
What do you mean?
He's got some kind of degenerative disease. Doctors are having a hard time diagnosing it. Whatever it is, it's winning.
Winning?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not doing that well.
Yeah, sorry you had to hear that from me.
Yeah, well, thanks for the heads up on that.
Excuse me there, Judd. You might want to come back here. You ain't gonna believe this.
Hey, what's going on?
We got a little problem.
What?
Her.
Hi, Judd. In one of the boxes of literature?
I can see that. I mean, what are you doing here?
You'd think you'd be happier to see me.
I'm thinking this complicates things.
It doesn't have to be complicated. Here's the simple version. I want to be with you, Judd, so I'm running away.
Oh, boy. Your dad's gonna kill me for sure.
You're scared of my father.
No. I'm just trying to do this all the right way and stay on his good side. I really think you should call them and let them know you're safe.
And if they tell me to come right home?
We should honor that.
All right. I'll call them.
John, flight deck, pronto.
Great. Here we go again.
Hey, Lionel told me about Nada's brother working in the palace. I talked to Akbar, Carpathia's security honcho. Told him I'd located a family member of a deceased GC worker who wanted to pay her respects.
Sounds good.
And it's close enough to the truth, makes it easy to remember.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, he's finding her a place to stay in the main complex. If she's lucky, she may even get to meet Carpathia himself.
Yeah, lucky.
Hey, we gotta hurry! Everybody get in my truck!
Who's this guy?
He's with us!
Roger just buzzed me. He said three buses just passed his place heading this way. Chances are real good that those are GC.
Where are you gonna take us?
I'll figure that out later. For now, let's just get out of here.
So far, so good. The vans aren't following us.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't see everyone load up into the trailer.
Yeah, let's hope so.
What about our cars?
Stay back behind the curtain, Greg. We don't know who's watching.
The GC will probably wait for people to come back and get them.
And nab them when they do. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
What?
Roadblock up ahead. It's like just two cars right now.
Well, check out the protective suits these guys are wearing.
Wonder if those really keep the locus out.
Well, we're about to find out.
Get out of the truck!
Hey, the bugs, man. I don't want to get bit!
Open the back, or we will open fire.
Okay, we're coming. Go for the zipper.
Okay.
Get on the ground, girl. You,
ooh.
Open the back.
Okay, man, I'm going. I'm going!
I guess these suits aren't as safe as you thought!
You want some of this? Oh.
You okay, Vicky?
As good as can be expected.
Wow. You guys don't do anything the easy way, do you?
Cool. Better make sure we didn't lose anyone on that wild ride.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, how's it going out there? Sounded like I got a hair there for a sec.
Nothing. Pete couldn't handle with a little prayer.
Yeah. Like they had a lot of prayer. Yeah.
Pete, Vicky, this is Natalie. She says she has a place for everyone to hole up.
Oh. It's not much, just an old farm, but the barn's awfully big and warm, though.
Well, won't the GC track her there?
Natalie doesn't drive. She didn't leave a car behind for them to trace.
Oh, you think it's safe?
As safe as milk.
So, what do you think of New Babylon so far?
What happened to all the earthquake damage?
Well, they had it. It just got cleaned up pretty quick.
It's like Willy Wonka's factory. Except you can't eat it. Everything's got this bizarre sheen to it.
Yeah, it's like someplace out of a dream. It doesn't seem real.
Everything's so shiny and clean.
Looks like to me Carpathia cleans his own backyard and doesn't care about the rest of the world.
Okay. Well, that's probably true. I would recommend you be a little more careful, about what you say while you're here.
What do you mean?
Even the trees have ears, if you know what I'm saying. All right, here's the complex you guys are going to be staying at. This card will get you through the front door, and here's the key to that door.
Cool, thanks.
All right, I'm going to take Nada over to where she'll be staying and be right back.
I'll call you when I know it's safe.
Sounds good.
Okay. Assume Carpathia himself is listening to every conversation, so let's keep the calls to a minimum. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Lovely.
All right. Everybody got everything?
One bag does.
All set.
Goodbye, Judd.
I'll see you soon. Behave.
Of course.
Dude, she gets you into more trouble.
Tell me about it.
Well, here's some coffee for you. I'm sorry the barn isn't more comfortable.
This isn't the worst place I've stayed since I became a Christian, not by a long shot.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Do you have any other family with you here?
I have a boy, Omer, but he doesn't live here right now.
Well, I sure do appreciate you letting us stay here.
All right, everything's organized. We have 3 people doing 1-hour watch, just in case the GCs show up again.
Well, then I'll leave you to it.
Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
It is nice of her, but we gotta find someplace else to stay.
I know what you're saying. 75 people can't live in a barn for very long. Plus, we don't have any food and water.
Yeah, and if the GC do find us, we're trapped. One match and this whole place would go up, with us in it.
Oh, no.
What is it?
The GC caught Traken.
That's the guy you were trying to call?
Yep.
What's it say?
The target of a global community sting operation has been identified as former Senator of Maryland Chris Traken. Peacekeepers equipped in special protective gear conducted the raid on Traken's office.
You were calling his house?
Yeah, his apartment.
It says they also raided a nearby meeting place filled to capacity with the followers of Sion Ben Judah.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
What?
Do you smell that?
It smells like gasoline.
Where's that coming from?
Upstairs.
Janie.
Oh. Stay back!
So that's where all the gas from the generator went.
She's got matches.
Janie, don't do it.
Shut up! You're not in pain,
Janie.
Like I am.
Janie, please.
I'm gonna end this and you can't stop me.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.